Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. Pep Talk brought to you by EC Way Bulk Waste Service. EC Way is now call for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. Learn more at ecua.fl.gov. It's Tuesday. The Garden Line is open, and Mike Wiggins is our guest. Welcome back, sir.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Very good.
Hurricane bearing down on Florida once again.
Oh, my goodness. I did listen to I caught about half of the governor's briefing on the storm, and it was excellent. He really did cover most of the details of it. It's amazing to me of the science involved here in predicting these storms. Mm-hmm. If you remember, when was it? Oh, last week.
Yeah.
You know, they said down here off the Yucatan is possibly development of a storm.
Mm-hmm.
There was nothing. There was nothing. It was just bare, beautiful waters. You know, no sign of even rain. But now it has developed. It is in the process of developing.
Mm-hmm.
It really hasn't totally developed yet. But yet, the National Hurricane Center can tell us that it's in a narrowed cone, kind of headed for the Big Bend area.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like, from what the governor said, and he is going off what the National Hurricane Center says, it could go as far west as Panama City. And then, of course, it could affect the entire west coast of Florida, mm-hmm. including Tampa.
Yeah.
So everybody needs to be aware, and we need to be aware, because you just never know. We have had storms. I can't remember the one a long time ago. Maybe some of our listeners might. I think it was Elena. Well, I'll never forget. I went to church. Elena was headed to the west coast of Florida towards Tampa. When I walked out, somebody said, "Are you ready for the storm?" I said, "That storm's not coming here." It had done a complete 180, turned around, and it headed in our direction.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, things like that can happen. Now, as I say, I think the science of predicting these storms has gotten so good, so good, that that probably doesn't happen anymore. Because back then, there probably wasn't the technology to do that. But nowadays, even this one is going to be close. We're going to get a little bit of rain, a little bit of rough surf. But it wouldn't take much for us to get more.
Yeah.
So we just need to be aware and do all the things that we always do as Pensacolians. We know if you've got a generator, be sure you've got enough gasoline for that. Be sure your gas grill is ready to go. Any loose objects in your yard, and we as gardeners have got a lot of those, everything from potted plants to hummingbird feeders.
Mm-hmm.
We got to take care of all of that. So we need to be aware. Be sure your car is gassed up.
Yep. And be prepared.
Just be prepared. Check your hurricane kit. Be sure you've got all those things that we always stock up on. Food, that's in case the electricity went out for an extended period of time. And so we know what to do. It looks like we're going to be okay. But like I say, for the next 24 hours, 48 hours, boy, really keep your eye on the ball.
Mm-hmm.
And see what's going on.
Yeah.
Very, very important.
Be prepared is the theme of the day, talking about preparing for the fall.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. This is a good time to plan. Plan for your fall garden, your fall blooming plants. What are you going to do about your turf insofar as fertilization and all of that? And then start looking ahead to spring. I know that sounds like it's a long way away, but it'll be here before you know it, because there's so many decisions that we as gardeners have to make. Are we going to replace some of our turf? Are we going to do a total re-landscape of our yard? Or are we just going to make a little flower bed over here by the driveway?
Mm-hmm.
We have to make some of those decisions, and if so, we need to get some information. And a great way to get that information is by some of the organizations in Pensacola that deal with specific gardening situations, such as, and I always bring up one of my favorites, the Pensacola Camellia Club.
Mm.
Now, as we go into the fall, don't forget about in Powell around December, you'll have the Camellia Show, and we're going to have on our show, as we always do, our good friend Skip Vogelsang with the Pensacola Camellia Club. I don't think you've done the Camellia Show with us.
Nope.
It's so cool. insofar as Skip is so good. This is radio, right?
It is.
So this is radio, so you can't see what all these blooms that Skip brings in to the show.
Well, it's theater of the mind, so but Skip's going to have to do a paint a picture.
He and he paints a beautiful picture of these blooms and what type of camellias they are, and talks about what the Camellia Club does, not only for those who are real pros at growing camellias, but as newcomers. Maybe you've never planted a camellia in your life, but the Pensacola Camellia Club can help you with that. They meet the third Tuesday of each month at the Garden Center, little social at 6:30, program at 7. And if you're interested, if you want to know more about camellias, I would suggest you go to one of their meetings and just kind of get a feel for it. They have events for all during the year where they have lessons on how to grow camellias, how to spray, how to prune, how to propagate, how to do all of that. So the Pensacola Camellia Club is great. And I don't know if you've ever been out to the Camellia Garden at the University of West Florida. Mm. It's a really a cool place. It was established a matter of years ago with a partnership with the Retired Employees Association of UWF and the men's, and not the Men's Camellia Club, but the Camellia Club. It used to be called the Men's Camellia Club. It's the oldest camellia club in the nation.
Hmm.
It really is. It goes way back. But in any event, out there, they have got many, many of the camellias that were developed and propagated in Pensacola and have gone on a mission to find those camellias throughout the community. And they've got, I think, around 100.
Oh, wow.
They've got a bunch of them they can't find or no longer are around. But it's really interesting how they've had these varieties that are really ours, Pensacola's. And so that's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, what's the other couple? How about daylilies? If you're interested in daylilies, the Pensacola Daylily Club meets September through June, second Monday of each month, 6:30, Garden Center over on 9th Avenue. And daylilies do have a fall component to them because, October, November is a good time to separate daylilies. Daylilies will grow, this isn't very scientific, in kind of a clump.
Mm-hmm.
They get bigger and bigger and bigger. And so a lot of people like to separate them, so you obviously have two out of one.
Yep, or you can share them.
Well said, sir. Well said, because I was going to say, they make an interesting Christmas gift
mm-hmm.
to a good friend who you know is a gardener and likes daylilies, and you can give them one that you've got that may be special. It may have some meaning to you, and you can separate it and share with your neighbors. That's exactly what you can do.
Mm-hmm.
One other deal, we had a call last week. Lady sent us a picture of a daylily, if you remember.
I do.
And we called it, if memory serves me correctly, a lemon daylily. That's what the book said it was. But don't forget Stella del Oro daylily, which is a dwarf yellow daylily that grows so well here and really, really does good. So that's the Pensacola Daylily Club. How about the Pensacola Rose Society? They've been around a long time. And roses, of course, we usually kind of think about that in January and February. But it's a good time to get online to Jackson and Perkins or Weeks and see what roses are going to be available, some of the newer ones that are going to be available. Because what has happened, that industry has changed. Jackson and Perkins and corporately, they've all changed a lot over the years. And I think, this is just me, that the knockout roses have changed the whole rose industry. Because you could buy these beautiful tea roses and grandifloras and floribundas and all of that. But these knockout roses are so easy and they bloom all summer and they're just a great plant. So some of these special roses, which have gotten very expensive too, by the way,
mm-hmm.
They're fun to grow and a lot of people like to do it. But anyway, the Rose Society is been around 42 years. 42 years. And they meet at the Garden Center also, let's see, the second Monday of each month, 6 o'clock at the Garden Center. Okay, last one here. Well, we're about out of time. We'll hit this last one when we get back.
All right. How's that sound? Sounds good. Back with more Pep Talk right after this.
Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
When you're thinking about what you want from a real estate agent, what do you think of? Obviously, you want somebody who's going to get your home sold. Okay, Christina Leavenworth can do that. You want somebody who's going to get the most value out of your home. We know Christina Leavenworth can do that, regardless of the market circumstances. But what else do you want? You want somebody who will handle whatever need arises and take care of things without you even knowing that they need to be taken care of? Because she absolutely does that. In fact, one of the things I love about Christina is she will go out of her way to solve and even find to solve whatever needs to be done. I was talking to her recently, and she had a home that was closing on a Monday, and on Sunday, they discovered some, like, nail holes in the wall. So what did she do? Well, you get out the spackle, and you get out the paint, and you repair the holes so that you can close the deal on Monday, because that's what needed to be done. So when I say Christina Leavenworth will do whatever is needed to sell your house, that's exactly what she will do. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinky Realty.
Tune in today at 10 to the Pensacola Expert Panel, when guests from Pensacola State College will be on the show talking about registration, campus tours, financial aid, certificate programs, baccalaureate programs, and everything in between. And 92% of students graduate loan-free. You won't want to miss this show on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Point.
Hey, you okay? You don't normally miss those shots.
Ugh, I just haven't been as regular lately, and it's making me feel sluggish.
You should try Metamucil. It's been a game changer for me. Metamucil's plant-based psyllium fiber helps trap and remove the waste that weighs you down.
Ace!
You're moving better than you were last week.
Definitely.
Metamucil keeps you moving. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Learn more at Metamucil.com.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays a Weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620. I'm your host, PJ. In the studio with me is Mike Wagons, and the Garden Line is open. Past weeks, we've had tons of callers and texts and people sending you pictures. If you want to do that, again, 850-437-1620.
Please. We would love to hear from you, especially as far as some of these organizations are concerned. Mm-hmm. If you're involved in one of them, let us know what your activities are going to be as we go into the fall. One more thing about the storm. I think in the governor's briefing that he said it could be a 3 or a 4. Well, boy, that is so dangerous. I thought, this is just me, that Ivan had to be a 5 with all the devastation it brought to Pensacola. But I think I read the other day somebody was saying it was a 3. It just moved so slow. Just it had time to do its damage. Mm-hmm. So in any event, really pay attention to that storm. I did have one more organization I wanted to mention. It's very interesting. It's called the Bud and Bloom Garden Circle. And it's got members from all over the community, from rookie, new gardeners, master gardeners from the Extension Service. All kind of people are in it, just people who have an interest in horticulture and community outreach and new things. Even floral design is one of the things that they do. So, in any event, I've got a number here. 850-432-6095, especially, I would think, if you're new to Pensacola and you want to and you have an interest in gardening, and you may want to meet some folks who have the same interest. The Bud and Bloom Garden Circle. It's not new. It was established in 1958.
I was going to say, when you said rookie, you looked right at me. So.
No. Hey, we've done this show enough now. You're a veteran. You got all the answers.
Yeah.
You're way ahead of me. So those are some organizations. And as I say, we would love to have Texas, maybe from some of the people who are members of those and might have something they could add on to what I have said. So that would be great. Okay. Changing topics here real quick. As we hit the end of September into October, a lot of people want to do some weed control. And that's fine. But there are a couple of things you've got to do. One is show some patience, because you don't want to do it while daytime temperatures are 85, and you really don't want to do it when nighttime temperatures are in the 70s. You really need to wait till we get 60s at night on a regular basis, and or high 70s, maybe a low 80s is fine. But you've got to be careful that you're in that zone of cooler weather before you start using weed killers. Now, of course, there's two types of weed killers we talk about on the Garden Line, and we've talked about them a lot over the years. One is a post-emergence, one is a pre-emergence. Pre-emergence keeps the weeds from coming up. You don't want to use that yet. You want to wait till November, and we'll talk more about that as we get closer. But if you've got some weeds in your yard right now that are really bugging you, a post-emergence is what you want to use. Keep in mind, there are different types of weeds you have to deal with. The ones we're going to go after this time of year are broadleaf weeds, Florida pusley, dollar weed, Virginia buttonweed, some of those type of weeds. And if so, you need to use a good post-emergence spray. But there are some rules you need to pay attention to as we use those particular weed killers. As I mentioned, temperature is really, really important. Also, when you're treating these broadleaf weeds with your chemical, be sure that the soil moisture is adequate. In other words, if it's dry, you don't want to do it. Now, we're going to have some rain out of this storm, and so it's not going to be like we're dealing with the drought we did earlier. You would never want to do it if we were going through a period like that. But just be sure that you've watered enough so that the soil and your turf is not dry. Don't mow right before or right after you spray a post-emergence. Keep in mind, a dollar weed, it looks like a silver dollar. It's about that size. And you want this chemical to get on that surface of that weed so it can translocate into the root.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've mowed it down,
mm-hmm.
you're not going to get it. And if you mow afterwards, you're going to not have any effect. So that's what you need to do insofar as moisture is concerned.
Okay, we'll be back with more Pep Talk right after this.
Finding a landscaper that will actually call you back? Check. Finding one that offers high-end designs complemented with 3D walkthrough designs and 2D renderings? Check. Finding a great landscaper that can also execute beautiful landscape and hardscape designs? Check. Finding one that knows how to erect outdoor pergolas, fences, patios, and kitchens? Check. Finding the right landscaper that also offers irrigation services? Check.
Hi, this is Paul with Blue Sky Landscapes. Call us today for a free quote and check out our work at blueskypensacola.com.
FSU football fans, the big watch party is at Calvert's in the Heights. Calvert's is FSU football watch party central, featuring large screen TVs, clear sound, free parking, and of course, your FSU Seminoles. Join your friends and fans and cheer on the team with FSU drink specials, a full food menu, and the best water view around. Thinking football? Think Calvert's in the Heights, 670 Scenic Highway, online and on Facebook. Go Noles, go!
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years. How do you know when to buy or sell?
You'll need an expert to help you. Tune into the Pensacola Expert Panel this Thursday at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's Thursday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Welcome back to the Pensacola Expert Panel. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620 if you'd like to be part of the conversation today. Mike Wiggins is our guest, and the garden line is open. So we were talking a little bit about weed killer and when to put that down.
Yeah, and when
and when to mow your lawn
and when not to mow.
So after you put it down, how long should you wait till
I'd
you
give
mow?
It at least 2 days, maybe three, because you're going to need to start watering pretty soon. So I would say you could get by with 2 days. That gives it time to kind of get into the system. So that's when I would do it. That's a good question, because mm-hmm. you don't want to leave it there or leave your yard without irrigation. Especially depending on the weather. And of course, you need to kind of take a guess on the weather, because you don't want it to rain right afterwards either. So in any event, there you go. How about this? Don't treat weeds if no rain is expected for 24 hours. This is Pensacola.
Mm-hmm.
What you going to do? What you going to have to roll the dice a little bit?
Yeah.
You know. And of course, this is just a safety thing. But do not treat on windy days, because that chemical, be it Trimec or carfenazone or 2,4-D, whatever you're putting out for those weeds, could waft over to your good shrubbery, if you will, and do some grave, grave damage. So don't do that. Don't do that. And also, we always, doing weed killer, we talk about the integrated pest management. Oh, if you've got weeds, go spray them. Use a pump-up sprayer. That way you can really go right after weeds. But you don't need to spray post-emergence in the rest of your yard. You only need to go where the weeds are. Now, the pre-emergence will be different. We're going to do the whole yard. But for the post-emergence, you just go after the weeds. That's why I really prefer a pump-up sprayer as opposed to a hose a sprayer that attaches to the end of your hose. So in any event, that's what I would do.
All right, we got some pictures that came into the text line. I'm going to have Mike take a quick look at them over the break, and we'll be back with Pep Talk shortly.
I'm Chris Foster. President Biden addresses the United Nations General Assembly for the last time as president.
I know many look at the world today and see difficulties and react with despair, but I do not. I won't. As leaders, we don't have the luxury.
He's talking about challenges like war in the Middle East, and the Israeli Air Force has conducted another wave of airstrikes in Lebanon, including now around Beirut. with rockets and other Hezbollah projectiles coming back the other way, causing damage.
IDF Chief of Staff Herzi Halevi said the airstrikes will intensify as Israel does not want to give Hezbollah a break. Lebanon's Ministry of Health, they now report 558 people at least were killed, more than 1,800 injured in yesterday's airstrikes. Many of those people Hezbollah terrorists, but some of them women and children.
Fox's Nate Foy in Tel Aviv, Israel. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 9:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne. It is a beautiful Tuesday morning right now. 81 degrees, the sun shining in Pensacola. And Governor Ron DeSantis yesterday saying it's time to brace for a strong hurricane. He issued a state of emergency for 41 counties yesterday, including Escambia and Santa Rosa.
Which allows for state officials to make resources available to communities ahead of any potential storm impacts and to work to expeditiously prepare for the approaching storm. This morning, given the data that's coming in about the tracks of the storm, we've increased the number of counties to 61. Basically, every county in Florida outside southeast Florida, the coastal southeastern Florida counties are now included.
Tropical Storm 9 expected to strengthen into Hurricane Helene today and head up the Gulf. The governor does say it poses a significant threat. Of course, most tracks now show it heading towards the Big Bend area, possibly as far west, though, as Panama City, where it could make landfall. We'll keep our eye on that and any potential changes. Big news for folks who live near Woodlawn Middle School in Santa Rosa County. There's a new project that may help some busy school traffic in their neighborhood.
We were able to work with PSC and work a way that we could connect the soccer field to the Woodlawn Middle School, which will alleviate some of that bus traffic going through the subdivision.
Santa Rosa County Administrator Brad Baker there, and he says they're working on an access road, which would extend from the roundabout on the PSC campus nearby to the middle school for buses. The road would not be open for private vehicles, but it would cut down on bus traffic in that Woodlawn neighborhood. And it's 9:33 at News Radio. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 forecast.
We are going to be seeing a nice sunny day today with a temperature near 88 degrees for your high. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 74. For Wednesday, rain chances start to increase. We are expecting potential tropical cyclone 9 to make its way into the Gulf of Mexico, eventually becoming a hurricane before making landfall in the Big Bend. Coastal conditions going to be looking rough for us as our main concern. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Right now, 81 in Pensacola, 77 in Gulf Breeze, 79 in Milton. Your next news at 10. Breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
And now, a step back in the news archives with the late John Appleyard on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
September the 24th, 1813, from the Spanish city of Pensacola in West Florida, this is News Radio 1620. And now, also on FM 92.3. As we broadcast today, there is action aplenty here in Government House, for Governor Marcercio Zunego has just received word that an American military force under the command of a General James Wilkinson has stormed and captured the city of Mobile and its fortification. Governor Zunego says that the attack was totally unexpected and has come, he believes, as part of the ongoing War of 1812, in which the British and the Americans are at battle. Mobile could become a strategic position, the governor believes, and all of this appears to relate to the 1803 sale of Louisiana by the French to the Americans. In that sale, there was misunderstanding as to the eastern Gulf border, the Spanish believing that the border was the Mississippi River, and the Americans claiming that it should be at the Perdido.
Next time on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Tuesday, Amy Marquez from Pensacola Sports in at 5:20 to discuss the SEC Women's Soccer Championships. Where is potential tropical cyclone 9 headed? We'll tell you about that. Local news, sports, and the five-day forecast. It's Pensacola Right Now just after 4 weekdays on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Weekdays 4 till 7 on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620 if you want to be part of the conversation today. Mike Wiggins is our guest, and the garden line's open. We had some text messages come in. One says, Doveweed is really bad, looks like grass, very tender blades.
and tiny purple flower is looking for suggestions, I guess.
Yes. Doveweed is tough because it looks, you know, if you don't look closely, it looks like St. Augustine. It's got a wide blade to it, which makes it even a little more difficult to control. Now, since it's got a bloom on it, as opposed to being a grassy weed or a sedge, it's a broadleaf weed. So that's what we're after here in the fall, using a product like Trimec or Carfenazone or one of those. That's what I would do. I would go after it. I would try to just spray the weed itself if with that pump-up sprayer that I recommended, and I would do it as soon as the temperatures moderate just a little bit. That's when I would go after it. It may take twice to get it because it's a hard one. It's a hard one. Some people will try to isolate it and spray a non-selective weed killer, which kills everything. Mm-hmm. But that's difficult to do with a patch of dove weed in your yard. So that's the way I would handle it. It's not easy. Sometimes you may have to resort to manual labor. I hate to recommend that because that's no fun. But with that dove weed, sometimes that's where you have to go.
Mm-hmm. We also had a picture of a yellow lily and also the world's most perfect magnolia bloom. What did you think of those?
Well, the daylily was beautiful. It almost looked like the one we're talking about, that Stella d'Ora that I like so much, that dwarf daylily. But beautiful, very, very nicely done. The magnolia was a picture of a very small magnolia with a beautiful bloom on it. So one of my observations is wherever you've got it planted, don't ever move it because you've got it in the perfect place for it to bloom. And, you know, it's interesting about magnolias. You've got the basic magnolia in Pensacola is a Magnolia grandiflora. Beautiful name. That's the big magnolia that a lot of people resist planting in their yard because it gets so big, a lot of root interference in your yard, and it's almost impossible to grow grass underneath it. But there's a variety of magnolia called Little Jim, which is a magnolia that has a little more of an upright growth to it. I hesitate to call it a miniature magnolia because it's not, because it's going to get big, but it has a little more of an upright growth, which doesn't give you quite the problems that larger growing traditional magnolia would give you. But they are beautiful. They are Pensacola, if you will. There's a whole line of them by Bayview Cemetery. I'm going down Scenic Highway, right by the cemetery. That in season, it is just a sea of white. It's just gorgeous. So they are a beautiful tree and do very well in Pensacola. And this one right here obviously is it's on its way to success.
Yeah, absolutely.
No doubt.
So we have a couple of questions. First, we're regular listeners. Thank you for your excellent advice. Due to construction, we need to replace sod in the backyard. We plan to use St. Augustine. Can we put insecticide on the dirt before installing the sod? We have lots of millipedes. What do you recommend? That's the first question. Let's go with that one.
Well, I think, if you're going to sod it, if your construction is finished, this is not a bad time to do it, to go ahead and sod. I like the choice of St. Augustine simply because I love the looks of it. I have St. Augustine. Maybe that's why I'm a little biased.
Partial to it, yeah.
A little biased to that. But it's a great grass. It does have its problems. There's no doubt about it. It's got the sod web worms and the chinch bugs we talked about last week. It's got that Rhizoctonia fungus that it can get. But for the most part, that doesn't mean you're going to get all of those. But it's a beautiful grass, and I wish you success with that. Insofar as putting the insecticide down first, I'm not sure if that's really bought you anything, but it can't hurt. It can't hurt anything. But what I would not do is put that pre-emergence weed killer down on the dirt, if you will, before you sod. I think that could cause you some damage. I would not do that. As a matter of fact, of course, if you're going to sod, be sure you're getting quality sod with a good base to it. It should be totally weed-free. As a matter of fact, a lot of the documentation will tell you don't spray for weeds really for the first growing season. If you have to, then be sure you've at least mowed it 3 or 4 times. This time of year, you may not get that in. I would just be sure you're getting quality sod that is weed-free, and then I wouldn't put a weed killer on it until I put that pre-emergence on in February. Mm. I think that's what I would do, because you don't want to take a chance on damaging that brand-new sod, especially those tender roots, by putting that pre-emergence on the soil between the new sod and the soil. So I would stay clear of that. Just remember, water. You need to water that new sod. You need to mow it when it needs mowing. Some of the advice you've seen and saw in the literature, and I don't think anybody says it anymore because it's so wrong. They would say, put down your sod and then just don't mow it for about 6 weeks. Well, that's wrong. You mow it when it needs it, but you mow it high. St. Augustine, at least 4 inches. And this time of year, you can mow it on Monday, and on Thursday you say, I got to go mow it again.
Mm-hmm.
But that's okay. It makes for a healthy St. Augustine lawn to mow it high. So that's the way I would do.
All right. Perfect. You actually answered both questions. So
we're there. Exactly.
What's next?
Well, this kind of takes us to how do you control weeds and not have to spray? A lot of people would say, I just don't like doing that. And that's okay. I understand. So if you have proper management, best management practices in your yard, you can have less weeds. First one we just talked about is the mowing height. Mow that 4 inches St. Augustine, 3 inches for centipede, around 2 for the various varieties of zoysia, and you'll see that you have less weeds. Put your new sod, and we didn't talk to the person who texted us about the sun shade situation, but if it's really a lot of shade, magnolia, we talked about that, mm-hmm. magnolia shade, you're not going to have a lot of luck of sodding. We always say on the garden line, it's totally unscientific that if you've got 50% shade, you're going to end up with 50% grass, 70-30, 80-20, you name it. Mm-hmm. So if you have a tree and you're going to sod, try to do some trimming. Your tree surgeons are so good at this insofar as thinning out a tree, but it doesn't look like. You know, it's like you go to the barber and say, I need a haircut, but I don't want to look like I've got a haircut. You know, so they're good at that.
Mm-hmm.
But you got to get as much sun in there as you can. So you've got to have a sunny time. Water rate is critical. All the experts will tell you that if you have St. Augustine grass, or really centipede too, and the blade folds up, you need to water. If you walk on it and it kind of presses down, you can see where you've walked, where your footsteps were, it needs to be watered. I sometimes think that's waiting too long. Remember the drought we went through, and we got to a point where here on the garden line, we talked about most of us were watering every day. I don't think you'll find on any books on St. Augustine where it says you water every day. But this is Pensacola. We have sandy soil. We had no rain for weeks and weeks and weeks. And that everyday watering, it worked for me. Mm-hmm. And that, like I say, I may have broken all the rules to do that. But I really think you need to pay attention to your watering rate. And if you do that, once again, you're dealing with the good health of the grass, which is going to be make that grass lush and thick, which will inhibit weeds. Proper fertilization. We need to talk about that also. So let's, when we come back, let's do that.
All right. The Garden Line with Mike Wiggins is open, 850-437-1620.
It's the return of 0% financing for a very popular Volkswagen from Peakmore Imports. The 2024 Volkswagen Tiguan is now available with 0% financing for a full 60 months. The already discounted Tiguan S is now from $29,499 with a choice to finance through Volkswagen Credit at 0% for a full 5 years. But if 0% isn't your thing, take an additional $2,000 off the already discounted price for a lower sale price of $27,499. And low rates like 2.9% for 60 months are available on the 2024 family-sized Atlas, or the choice of $3,000 in customer cash. And the Atlas Cross Sport with 2.9% for 60 months, or the choice of $2,500 in customer cash. The numbers are looking better and better at Beatmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices.
Special APR rate for qualified credit to PCI and a standalone offer not to be combined with customer cash discount. Sell price before tax, tax title, and income fees. See dealer for details.
Cat Country 98.7 congratulates the recent winners in the 2024 Pensacola News Journal Community Choice Awards. Here is one of the recent winners who can say they are the best of the Bay.
The Butcher Shop has been voted Best of the Bay, Best Meat Market for 9 years running. The Butcher Shop says thanks to everyone who voted, as well as their loyal customers and hardworking staff, offering the finest world-class meats and customer service. Open daily 8 till 6. The Butcher Shop, 2405 Langley Avenue, Pensacola.
Congratulations to all the Best of the Bay winners.
DeFranco Gas is your local expert in all things gas. Local Tom DeFranco and Company has been installing and servicing your gas-powered business and home needs for over 38 years and is here to help make your gas life easier. Tankless water heaters, gas grills, gas fireplaces, gas heating systems, and DeFranco Gas gets your home and business storm ready with installation and servicing of whole generator systems. All things gas. DeFranco Gas, your local gas service provider. Member of the Better Business Bureau. DeFrancoGas.com.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. It's Seafood Festival time, presented by Fiesta Pensacola. Enjoy the arts and crafts, fantastic music, and of course, the seafood. Friday through Sunday in Seville Square. See PensacolaSeafoodFestival.com. Enjoy our national parks, the Gulf Islands National Seashore, Fort Pickens, and Johnson's Beach, with no fee Saturday during National Public Lands Day. Check out VisitPensacola.com for more. Submit your events at NewsRadio923.com.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknights 7 to 10 before WEAR-TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620 if you want to be part of the conversation. Mike Wiggins is our guest, and the garden line is open. We do have a question for you, and right. Amy is on the line.
Very good. How you doing, Amy?
I'm good, Mike. How about you?
Oh, doing very good. Thank you very much. What's up?
Yes, thank you. Hey, so I have some centipede mixed with some bahia grass, nothing spectacular. I live way out on the north end of the county, and I am having an invasion of that weed that's spreading like wildfire. It's got the little tiny white blooms, and you've talked about it before, and I cannot remember the name of it.
It may be
a little tiny.
Yeah, Virginia buttonweed. That could be it.
Yes, that's what it is.
Yeah, it's got that little white.
How do I get rid
blossom.
Of it?
Well,
yes.
you can do what we've kind of talked about today. Use that post-emergence weed killer as soon as the temperatures moderate just a little bit. But here's the key. That Virginia buttonweed takes a special weed killer. The best one has got a chemical called carfenazone in it. Now, there was a product.
Is that with a C? A C, carfenazone?
Yes, with a C.
Okay.
Yeah. I went to Florida State. Don't ask me to spell it.
Okay.
Okay. All right, here we go. There was a product called Weed Zone. I think it was Fertilome that put it out. So if you're going to go, you need to go to your garden center to talk to somebody that knows about these chemicals and say you need a post-emergence weed control with carfenazone in it. I bet they can help you with that.
Oh.
And if you do it yourself and you go to the garden center and there's nobody there to help you, you kind of have to read the fine print on the ingredients, and it will say carfenazone. But there may be,
I don't
want to complicate things, but there may be different strengths of carfenazone. So you need to be sure also on that label it says for St. Augustine, well, you've got centipede for centipede grass.
I do.
Yeah, if you have centipede and bahia especially, you don't have to be quite as careful as you do with St. Augustine. So,
right.
Because that Bahia is so strong, as you know.
Yes.
And, but, yeah. Yes. But that's what I would use, the carfenazone. But go to your garden center and talk to them about it. See if you can find that ingredient. I think that'll help you. But well, once again.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Mike, so you said to wait till the temperature levels out.
Yes,
can you give me a little bit more of an idea of what you're talking about there?
Yeah, I sure can. I would wait till the night temperatures are at least in the 60s. It can be the high 60s, but at least in the 60s for 3 or 4 days in a row. And the daytime temperatures can be in the low 80s, preferably high 70s, but to low 80s. So if you'd have those parameters, I think you're going to be okay.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you so much.
Amy, thank you. Thanks for calling us. We really appreciate it.
All right. And we also have another question on the text line. We had beautiful grass at church all winter long. Several people said it was going to burn up when it got hot, but it stayed green. How do you think that happened?
Well, it depends on what kind of grass it was. If it's St. Augustine or centipede and you were watering it enough, then they, of course, are going to stay green all summer. Now, zoysia grass, when we have the really dry weather, will, for lack of a better word, kind of ease into dormancy, kind of get a little brownish, a little yellowish. But as soon as we get the water to it, like we did in the rain that followed the drought, that zoysia will perk back up. So I think it's just a matter of which variety of grass that you had. Now, what we're going to talk about, and I don't think we're going to have time today because it is a little early in the season, we're going to talk about ryegrass. Ryegrass is an annual grass that you put out in the late fall or winter. It comes up. You have a beautiful green lawn all winter, but then as spring and summer come, it dies out because it's an annual grass. It's not like our regular perennial grasses that we have that we've talked about. So that's kind of what I think it is. That's a great question, though. So I hope what you'll do is let us know what variety of grass that you've got that the people said it was going to turn brown.
Okay.
Because it sounds like whatever you were doing it right for it to keep it green.
We have about a minute and a half till the break, but we also have Sam on the line to ask Mike a question. Go ahead, Sam.
Hey, Sam. Good morning.
Hey, Mike. Good morning. You may remember I'm the guy, the Russian guy said put a rusty nail in the bottle brush.
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. I remember that.
Yeah. So, quick, I've got a hill behind my house that I've cleared, and I'm trying to get ivy to grow on it so it doesn't, you know, wash away.
Yes.
I've got the gripe weeds are out of control on that hill, and I want to kill the gripe weeds, the bitter chamber, but I don't want to kill my ivy. Any suggestions, I'd appreciate it.
Well,
and there's two kinds of ivy. There's the English ivy, the big leaf, you know, and then there's that tiny leaf ivy.
Have you already planted the ivy? So the ivy's there, and the chamber bitter and those other weeds are there also. Right. That's a tough one. That is a tough one. What
I know it.
What some people would do, and I don't know how thick your ivy is, but if you use if you have a non-selective herbicide it goes under the trade name of Roundup. Keep in mind, though, Roundup for years and years and years was glyphosate. Well, they got sued a bunch, so there's no more glyphosate. But the Roundup that you buy, like at a big box store, has a chemical in it that is non-selective that will kill that weed but will not kill the ivy. But here's the qualifier. You cannot get any of that weed killer. I'm talking about a drop on that ivy. So if you can spray between the ivy with that Roundup, it'll get it. But you've got to be so careful. I think we talked about last week, some people get a piece of cardboard and will put it over the plant they want to save and spray that non-selective weed killer in front of it. So that's kind of what I would do. But it's real ticklish not getting that weed killer on that ivy. Otherwise, I'm not sure what you're going to do other than some manual labor to getting it out.
We'll be back with more Pep Talk right
after
this.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Attention hunters, it's time to get better results for your food plots, and Barnes Feed Store has what you need to help make your hunting season a success. If you have soil sample results, bring it in and they'll point you in the right direction. Get your bags of pre-mixed seeds or single seeds, deer protein, rice bran, deer candy, and your headquarters for Pennington Rackmaster. Get your food plots right this year. Get over to Barnes Feed Store, a proud Pensacola tradition for over 65 years in Ensland, Old Palafox, and in Molino on Highway 29.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, tonight at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring a blanket or a lawn chair and relax. Enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This Tuesday, Crosstown takes the stage, playing a little bit of everything, including classic rock, blues, and everything in between. It's Bands on the Beach, tonight at 7 with Crosstown.
What's up, Florida State? How you do it is equally as important.
The Florida State Seminoles travel to Texas this Saturday for a primetime ACC matchup with the SMU Mustangs.
FSU battles SMU, Saturday at 5 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Brought to you by Pensacola Hardware, All Season Service Network, A1 Auto Diesel Repair, DeFranco Gas, and Calvert's in the Heights.
Let's go, Florida State!
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. All eyes are on the Gulf as we're watching this potential tropical system that should likely become a Hurricane Helene and where it's going to go. We also talked about Trump commemorative coins. Yeah, that's a real thing. We also talked about, kid you not, Kamala Harris chanting down, down with the deportation in 2018 as the borders are. Also, Pensacola is going to ban camping on private property, and Santa Rosa County is going to switch recycling providers. You can listen to all these conversations at newsradio923.com.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. The Garden Line is open with Mike Wiggins, and we're talking some best practices now.
Yeah, we got to finish up here. We've got about a minute or so. These are the best practices for your yard, so your yard is lush and full, and you don't have to spray for weeds. That's what you're looking for. It's not always, doesn't always work that way. Mm-hmm. But two quick things before we go. One, fertilize it correctly. Right now, remember now, using the winterizer, a 5-0-20. My friends Larry out at Pensacola Seed and Garden have that. I know Werner Turf has some good winterizer also. So proper fertilization in the fall and in the spring. And if you have St. Augustine grass, middle of the summer. So, in any event, proper fertilization. And here for St. Augustine, it's important. The proper pH. The pH of our soil is rather acid here in Pensacola. That's why a lot of plants do well. You want to sweeten that soil. So a little dolomite lime will help your St. Augustine. We can talk more about that next week.